Anyway, back to the first thing. What we were talking about was...
I've got to pick up Pat. I dropped her off at the bookkeeper.
I would prefer that you were there on one hand because I think that it would be most expedient. But I think what was felt was that at this point, rather than create... I don't really find it to be, you know, a confrontation by any means, but I just think they want to be able to just kind of figure out. I think our board, quite frankly, we have more problems to resolve interior than we do outside of it. I think most of it's just attitudes. I think, you know, like I said, what we need to do is this board has to realize, in my opinion, that they have to come to grips with the fact that they are responsible for basically what they've created, okay? You know, you can't penalize somebody for...
And the veterans are somewhat responsible.
That's right.
And that's far beyond our control.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, we're a different board. We're not the same, and we have to do that, but we have to realize that there's the faults here. We have to claim responsibilities. I mean, I think there's manners of speaking that I was very outspoken about at this meeting, you know, that I talked to... Bill and Carmela and Nancy about, you know, when they asked me to meet with them about Teresa's thing. That I find really nothing, to be honest, nothing of any validity.
Well, you know, I have spoken twice with Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I told her exactly, I simply told her what I know to have happened. And it's just ludicrous. And we went through the whole thing and I also said that it would probably be brought up at board retreat, or I don't know.
Well, I'm going to write a letter to Teresa just to tell her that, you know, thank you for what you've done for the board and so forth, and just say, you know, I'm hoping we are going to address this letter of concerns that you've given us. She's asked that, you know, she didn't really want her things to be kind of everywhere. You know, her comments. She really wanted them to be within this committee.
Summarized.
They were her summary. You know, she went very concisely. I don't know if she put it together or Nancy put it together, but you know, that just says I really had everybody in there, including Nancy. You know, I had very little to agree with the validity. Okay, it was a matter of. I just don't, you know, see where this is coming from. Okay, you know, these are rooted, obviously, in a personal issue. Teresa is a very sensitive person. She, you know, I have no doubt that she believes what happened. My feeling is, as I told them, I said, if it's that issue, I said, let's just get real here. I said, we all know bad. I said, we all know Teresa. I said, and I don't know anybody on this board who does not tiptoe around Teresa, period. I says, I don't know anybody who would even go as far as to say anything of that nature. I said, and it was very clear, you know, she kept saying, prefacing everything with, you know, this is not a personal attack. This is not a personal vendetta,
right.
Which tells you that it is.
Yeah.
That's immediately what it said, and that's what everybody perceived it.
There have been some... it goes back to, if you can believe it, I know she, there was we had a number of people once at a party, like half of the board, it was a big mistake of mine, and I know she felt really snubbed, and I called her, in fact, later, and I said, Teresa, this was not, I invited people to help with the market that year, I think it was 2 years ago, and I know, that really upset her, and geez, if that's going to upset her.
Well, that's the thing the other thing that I've got to do too is I want to make sure, like for example, Donna's aware that she is not going to be at this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have not called her, but I'm going to call her to tell her that.
Yeah.
You know, we're having a board retreat. You know, that it's not going to include staff if that's what we decide.
Right. Uh huh.
And what we will do is, I think what we're going to probably want to do, or what I would like to do, is I would like to take a day. During the week, and we'll just take a whole day that day. And myself, if we have a facilitator, that person, you and Patricia and Donna, and maybe one other or two other board members would actually spend that day and just say, okay, this is what went on in that retreat. These were concerns.
Yeah.
These were comments. these are the ones that we feel we can address. These are the ones that pertain to you.
Yeah. I am concerned though that you mentioned it yesterday, that there may be a number of questions that just cannot be answered without being there.
I got those.
You know, I'm going to have... Okay. Can we talk... I bet Pat's... She's going to start walking back to the office.
Yeah.
I dropped her at the bookkeeper.
Why don't you call me at least a little bit later, maybe, and we can do
can
that.
Can I do that? Because I... She'll be...
Jim and I are going to have lunch. I don't know if you have plans or not, but we're going to have lunch later at noon.
Sure.
If you want to join us, that'd
be
great.
Yeah. What's the...
My feeling is I'm trying to... I think what I want to do is... My point of wanting to push this retreat, I think is really important, was to do it to make it sound like we're taking it seriously, to also put into perspective. And see, that was one point of view why, you know, like I said, the facilitator in the beginning, wasn't really in support of one. And only because I felt I want to make it sound informal.
Formalize it too much?
It's formalizing it, but it's also, I want it to come to the resolution that things aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And things aren't that bad. The thing is that we do have our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have an attitude. You know, even what Ray's attitude with Barbara is completely unheard of. You know, and bothers me a great deal.
I just couldn't believe that.
I came real close to calling Ray and just sitting and talking with him about it, but I figured no, I'm just going to blow it off.
He's off the board.
I'm going to blow it off. I'm not going to give. You know, we've done everything we needed to do.
Right.
I think, you know, what Barbara told me was that Dolores was incredibly embarrassed by his display at this time in front of her. Dolores apologized for Ray to him. So Dolores is obviously aware that, you know, and she says, I don't know why he resigned, because he's been miserable. Because, which we know, that's why he was kept trying to get involved and make it sound, you know, like he, and you know, he was trying to make it sound like same old complaints, same old everything. Well, we didn't have any complaints.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the first years that this has been so smooth. And I think had we realized it, we would have allowed him to take a break 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, and it wasn't so much, it wasn't, you know, like I told Jim, I said, it wasn't anything that you did, wasn't anything else. I said, it was a matter of, you know, Bud did and Pat did, the organization, I said, which was the best thing. I agree with that. I think that was the best thing to do. It was a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I think... We need to establish duties, you know, which we decided. And see, part of what we decide with these duties is just deciding what we need to do what. You know, there's going to be tasks.
As specifically as we can. Yeah.
See, and I'm on one hand, I'd like to take it back to where the secretary is responsible for the minutes.
Uh-huh.
You know, Pat does that.
I know. There's really, the secretary serves almost no function.
They're signed. She signs her name 30 times. You know, two days ago.
Well, that was it. That was it.
That's a problem. I think we want to do that. We need to say, you know, Pat's been great enough to do this, and if she really wants to do it, I'm not going to dissuade her from doing it. But one thing we have to be careful of that I mentioned to Jim and I mentioned to Pat lightly, which is to be careful about saying things, you know, like in board meetings and interjecting too much. Okay.
Yes, I know.
Because in board discussion, I mean, on one hand, as a member, she has every right to speak what she wants, but the thing is, you know, I've just seen some of the looks from some of the people, you know, who feel I'm a board member.
Yeah.
And whether the board, you know, they don't interject anything, but whether they do or not, I think we have to be careful.
Well, for that,
that goes for me as well. I think what's different is you've been much more responsive in the sense, okay? You know, Pat's more opinionated in that sense, okay?
What I try to do is just respond to questions. Yeah. If I need to fill in blanks.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Your position is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yours is a much more official capacity because you are the one who answers to the board.
Yeah. Right.
You have to do that, and you can voice an opinion about things.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing where I thought it was an issue, where I heard things about it, was during the annual meeting, right after when we had the discussion about the poster.
Oh.
We brought up the thing. Pat was right in the middle of it.
I wasn't
sure. And she was saying, well, this is a great piece, and this is this. Well, you know, I didn't want to embarrass her, and I didn't want to do anything, but I just saw
that was
people kind of going,
yeah,
you know. And
that's true. She shouldn't have been.
She shouldn't have been, you know, because that's not part of her capacity. She's not on that committee, you know. And if she wants, you know, basically the thing is, you know, if she wanted to be a board person, that's fine. I mean, let's look into pursuing that.
Right.
But see, I'm afraid we're going to lose Jim because of that. He feels like a conflict, and that is definitely going to happen.
I mean, he says, there's no question about it. We've
done. And maybe it's right. Maybe it is going to be right, you know.
Well, he, I mean, he doesn't seem to, I mean, you've talked to him and I've talked to him.
Well, he seems
I mean,
to
he
be.
Says, maybe, you know, after the board retreat. You know,
yeah.
But not.
Well, I warned him. I said, I want you to stay through the board retreat. Yeah. I said, and the reason is because I said, we need people who know. I said, right now we have, you know, four new board members. Or five,
yeah.
You know, four,
yeah.
Whatever.
Four new board members. Yeah.
And we're at this point of saying, okay, all of a sudden we have all these, you know, questions to answer. We have all these things that we have to do, and we have this commitment of time. And but they don't know everything that's gone on.
They
in the
need
last
to be educated as to no.
See
no.
this retreat. That's why I say I think it's important because, I mean, I realized that I'd never seen the bylaws since I was on the board until I asked for a copy.
Right. Yeah. Now what I have done though is to, you know, any new board member that jumps on, I send them
good
copies of
because
the,
I want to get this
typically they no one needs them.
Well, that's fine,
you know, but it's
what I think what I want to do is I want to draft a letter, mm-hmm. like I said, which mm-hmm. says to them, you know, this is what we're doing. This is the purpose of this retreat, mm-hmm. to new board members and, you know, board members for a while, is we need to find out what it is we're doing, whether
yeah.
we're doing something right or not.
Right.
Know?
Right.
I think we are.
Oh
but
yeah,
I
sure.
Think
sure.
The thing is, I don't. I need to them to kind of commit to being responsible.
Yeah.
And I mean, I kind of hate to feel like I'm taking charge, but I guess that's what I'm needing to do.
Well, yeah, for
you know,
you,
but
you do,
and that's kind of why I'm going to assign things. Uh-huh. You know, at some point we're going to have committees, and we're going to have, you know. People that would be given tasks,
yeah.
you know, specifically.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't need to do all this calling to find a retreat space, but I figured if I don't do it,
that's right.
It's going to fall on you or Pat.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know.
And normally that's what happens.
That's okay, but, you know, I'm aware of a lot of the things that are going on. You know,
yeah.
I know that you're getting ready to leave and Pat's doing things. I'm going to let you go get her.
I know. Okay.
So we'll continue
well,
this.
Well, yeah.
In some manner. We don't have to talk about it a lot if you don't want, but I think
no,
if
it's
we
fine.
Can,
it's fine.
If we can go ahead and carry on at some point, you and I think.
Yeah. One thing that comes to mind is the, well, the question of meeting quarterly, is that enough? Meaning having, you know, the.
It would be enough if committees were to meet.
If committees, yeah. And
but
that's the, that was Paul's desire.
And I think that's what we want to talk about. We'll talk about that there too and say, look, you know, it's quarterly. You know, we need to meet every other month. You know, do we need to meet, you know?
As a full board every... We shouldn't have to.
We
if
shouldn't.
The committees...
But these committees
properly.
Need to be active into the things.
Right.
Basically, you know, the publications committee needs to be more involved in just making decisions on what we publish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They need to become somewhat self-sufficient. Collections committee. Needs, you know, I would like to create a collections committee to be something where we're almost matching
yeah.
funds they can raise, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they can raise 10 grand, you know.
And
I mean,
have some incentive
right.
for them to, yeah.
So that basically they get to a point of saying, okay, mm-hmm. we need to be responsible. So that collections
yeah.
and publications will be all fundraising too.
Right. Oh, boy. That's,
yeah, it's
yeah,
not going to be
pretty
because that's...
You know, also, we may consider, you know, we have one board opening, and we may think about Gail.
Well, Gail is very interested in toast, as we met with another person by the name of Bill Ashby.
Hmm. Yeah.
Jack and I and Jim met with him.
Oh, you mean his, Jack's financial friend that is retired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a banker, and he'd be good on one hand, but
yeah.
I would like, ideally, I'd want them both.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and... I'm hoping what I'm anticipating doing is that this retreat might urge people to say I'm not interested in doing that much work.
Yeah. And so I'm getting yeah.
And it might just get like Nancy and Kate. I mean, I like
see
Kate.
Nancy was going off. She told me she was going off this year, and she and Kate came and said, "Well, Nancy, you can't leave right away." And she said, "Okay, I'll stay another year, but I don't know why." You know, and then we can. What I think that's very important to discuss at the board.
I think it is, because, I mean, the thing is that we need to get to a point, the reason we've set terms is because basically people here, mm-hmm. majority of us have been here a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and there's
well, that's why we have this the term limitation.
I'm a full agreement because I'm ready. You know, I would agree to do this term, but my feeling is I'm ready for a year off.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll still be volunteering, but I really am ready for some time to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wanted Jim to consider being market manager even if he goes off the board.
Yeah. I know he was wavering a little bit on that, whether or not he would volunteer at the market. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's... Okay. We're going to meet here.
Oh, you're going to...
So we can either swing by for here or we can just... I'm going to call you. Oh, so I know what we're doing.